This is John Batchelor, a conversation with Professor Gary Bass, his new book, Judgment at Tokyo, World War II on Trial and the Making of Modern Asia. This is the war crimes trial for the Japanese Imperial Army, Navy, and government officials, 1946 to 48, leading to some executions, others imprisonment. What is important here is that war crimes were broken down into categories, and Class A was making aggressive war. Here's Gary to explain. What we understand as war crimes today, monstrosities, ill conduct, murder, and mayhem, that was Class B. Class A is far more important in 1946 to 48 because that begins at the government level, the ruin. Here's Professor Bass.
So generally when people think of Class A, you just think major war criminal. But what it actually means is those accused of aggressive war. So because the decision to launch aggressive war, to invade China, to grab Indochina, to attack the United States at Pearl Harbor, those are top level decisions. Class A war criminals are the most senior people, and that include Tojo. They go after everyone who is in his cabinet at the time of Pearl Harbor, including a man named Togo Shigenori, who was actually the foremost voice within the Japanese government arguing against attacking Pearl Harbor. But he is nevertheless sort of rounded in with the cabinet. And the focus is on the military, especially the army. The Japanese army, even more so than the Navy, is extremely bellicose. There are also civilian ideologues, prime ministers, foreign ministers in there. And it's as well as a bunch of generals, including General Matsui Iwane, who was commanding troops at the time of the Nanjing Massacre in 1937, 1938.
Thank you.